This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. In this episode of the Todd Wright Toddcast, I will make my annual plea for the key powers that be at my alma mater to drop a manufactured phrase that was created years after they stopped winning national championships. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford. They're the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay, located on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Seek out Sean Sullivan if you are in the market for any of the following: new Ford vehicle, pre-owned Ford vehicle, pre-owned make and model, not necessarily a Ford. Fine selection of pre-owned inventory on the lot at Bill Curry Ford. I know I went through the process of searching for a new pre-owned vehicle less than a year ago, and I saw a couple of non-Ford make and models that were very interesting to me. In the end, I did find what was best for me in a 2018 Ford Escape that I received on trade for my 2014 Ford Focus. I enjoyed working with Sean Sullivan. He wants to know that you are a listener. He wants to get you in a new or pre-owned vehicle. He is the GM. He is very busy. So when you go, if you cannot get to Sean Sullivan, you ask for Grace Thomas. You tell Grace that I sent you, and Grace will connect you with Sean Sullivan so you can talk to him directly about your car needs. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 38, which will be at Plantation Palms Golf Club on Saturday, October the 8th. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. If you have a legal need, Brandon Legal Group could help you. What does full-service mean as it relates to Brandon Legal Group? Post-judgment, divorce, family law, child support adjustment. Those are just four examples. Call for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, your full-service law firm serving the greater Tampa Bay area. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com, social media at ToddWright2121 on Instagram and on Twitter. So Brett McMurphy is a longtime friend of mine. I actually haven't talked to him since he played Pebble Beach, and I've heard he has a conflict, which doesn't surprise me on a college football Saturday, that will prevent him from playing with his normal team in Todd Wright Tour 38 at Plantation Palms. Brett shocked me with his AP college football preseason vote, because what we have going on with the preseason voting in college football, two things right now stand out. How the top three fall, because in any order, you know, picture these as playing cards. Here's the Georgia playing card, you know, flip it. Here's the Alabama card, flip it. Here's the Ohio State card, flip it. How did they land? That's it right now. It'll all play itself out. Not saying it'll be two of those three in the title game, but I'd say 50% chance. But right now it's any combination of alphabetically, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. 1, 2, 3. In order of last winning national titles would be Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State. In order of north to south, Ohio State, and then I think Alabama's a little further north than that. No, it's not. No, it's not. Who's further north geographically? Not that it matters. Maybe Athens is a little north of Tuscaloosa. Doesn't matter. Those are your top three in most people's minds. So there's that, and then there's the who do you put fourth? Brett put Miami fourth. I had nothing to do with it. I don't feel Miami is the fourth best team in the country. I don't feel Miami will get a spot in the college football playoff, which if you finish fourth, you'd get in. as a Miami alum who attended the University of Miami during the Catholics versus Convicts days, was influenced by their national title in 83 to have interest in the school, was there for the 87 title, was there for the 89 title, was very close, still close to everything, just out of school for the 91 title, was in the Rose Bowl with tons of friends in the Miami student section, including Barry Zito, was part of my entourage at that Rose Bowl game where Miami led 34-0 at the half in winning the national title. Last time they did so. Yeah, I have a vested interest here. Am I excited? I wouldn't call it excited. Am I optimistic? Okay, sure. I am on record as saying this. If Mario can't win there, then I will gravitate to those that say Miami will never win a national championship again. That they had their run and it's not coming back. Just as the same has been said about so many other great programs with multiple national titles, Nebraska comes to mind. Miami denied them, buried them head-to-head in that BCS title game in the Rose Bowl for the 2001 National Championship. There are others. I don't know that Texas will get there. That's another one. Notre Dame, at least they make the playoff. I mean, it's been awful in the playoff. Now they have new coach. I think they'll need another new coach before I take them seriously again. But back to Miami. Yeah. Mario makes a lot of sense. I didn't think they'd get him. He came home. He clicks a lot of necessary boxes that you want running that particular program. He won rings as a player. He has experience as a coach. He has the ethnicity to give him an advantage in recruiting South Florida. He seems really sharp. Looks like he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's paid his dues. Recruiting-wise, off to a good start. Still wish previous coordinator had been part of the mix here because of what he got out of Van Dyke, returning quarterback, instead of him going off to be the head coach at SMU. Because last time we saw the new Miami offensive coordinator, I was at the game in the stadium where that offensive coordinator will now be coordinating offenses, and Michigan had nothing for Georgia in the national semifinals in the Orange Bowl game. Nothing. Is it fair to evaluate Josh Gattis just for that game? No, but it's the last one, so I have every right to do it. That offense played and looked scared. Scared to run their offense. Sure, Georgia was good, but that's admitting the game was over before it ever started, as too many of these college football playoff games are. So, all right, before I get to my appeal, and some of you know where this is going, part of it is because Mario Cristobal made some news within the last month by getting rid of the turnover chain. Now, if you go back a handful of years, Miami's biggest win in the last decade was they bubbled up under Mark Richt. They went on an undefeated run. They had Notre Dame coming into the home stadium in South Florida. And Miami buried them, took them behind the woodshed. I mean, it was almost like Jimmy Johnson, here's mud in your eye, Jerry Faust. And it seemed like the college football universe watched that and said, that's awesome. Look at what the Canes did to Notre Dame. And it was awesome. I couldn't even put into words what I was watching that night. Unfortunately, after that, the whole rest of the season was a letdown. And the wheels fell off. The Canes couldn't finish the job. It was like they played that whole year to do what they did against Notre Dame. And that was it. Because it pretty much was. And that's unfortunate that they didn't finish the job. So since then, Rick goes, you know, they bring back Manny, and now here we are with Mario. So Mario got rid of the turnover chain, which was hatched that year that Miami went on that run, buried Notre Dame on national television. The turnover chain was a big deal. And versions of it were adopted by other college football programs. Now, there were things such as lunch pails and other items that were unique to various programs prior to Miami launching the turnover chain. But the point is, Mario just got rid of it. And I thought it was interesting not only that he got rid of it, because it had run its course. That year, yeah, it made sense with what Miami did, at least through the Notre Dame game. But since the chain has been modified, the team hasn't been that good, and yeah. So I agree that he got rid of it. He said, it's not a part of our culture. I agree. And here's where I wish Mario was listening to me. We are former classmates, Mario. I walked past you and your son at the Orange Bowl game this year on New Year's Eve. As a matter of fact, I had on my Canes jacket. And for those of you who say, well, that's a wrong game violation. No, it's Miami's home stadium. And I didn't have any Michigan or Georgia stuff. I was just there to watch the college semifinals. Also, if any fights break out, you know, you have the jacket on. It's like, oh, well, you know, he's local. So Mario had it on because he had just recently been named the head coach and his kid was with him. I think it was his oldest son. And his oldest son was wearing a Justin Herbert Chargers jersey, which I thought was odd. And then I was like, well, yeah, his kid knows Justin because Mario coached him in Oregon. So I missed my chance. Mario was actually coming out of the bathroom. As I walked by, I was not going into the bathroom. I was walking towards the club lounge. So if I had it to do all over again, I would have said, Coach, Todd Wright, we went to school together in Coral Gables. Congratulations on the job. And I would have said hello to his son and just introduced myself and then said, Coach, you know what else isn't a part of our culture at the University of Miami for the national championship culture? This whole the U shit. Yeah, the logo's the same. The logo is a U. And it has been on the helmet for as long as you and I can remember. But no one in 83, in 87, in 89, in 91, in 2001, nobody used the term the U to refer to the University of Miami Hurricane program or the school. Nobody. It is not part of our culture. It was created by Dumb Donna Shalala via a marketing firm when they brought in Michael Irvin to give the program a marketing push at a time where things were dropping off. So, why is it still being used? My simplest statement that I continue to make: the University of Miami Hurricanes have won 5 national championships. The U has won none. That term was born after the 2001 national championship. Coach Cristobal, if you're removing things that are not part of the culture of the University of Miami Hurricanes and their championship era, remove any references to the word, the phrase, the U. Remove it. Tell your sports information department to no longer use it. Tell your marketing department to no longer use it. Don't have players use it. Don't have players respond to it. You are the University of Miami. You are Miami. You are UM. You are the Canes. You are the Hurricanes. You are the Miami Hurricanes. The U is not part of your culture. If it goes, good things may come. Just using your own words, Coach Cristobal, you were right. The turnover chain wasn't a part of your culture. Neither is this marketing term that has accomplished nothing. Drop the U. The logo's fine. Drop the phrase, the U. Not a single person associated with the program and any of the 5 national titles ever said it during those 5 title years. That's my testimony. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.